We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Star 941, this is Jennifer's continuing to highlight our positive athletes throughout the city right now. We have a very special guest hanging out with us, Ansley Stanridge from Locust Grove High School, located down in Henry County. First and foremost, how you doing? Thanks for hanging out with us.
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
You feeling good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Now, I don't want to put your business out there, but you're a little bit nervous about jumping on this microphone.
Just a little bit.
Nah, but listen, this is fun because this moment is all about you because you are definitely a positive athlete because not only are you a superstar softball player, you also had the adaptive physical education class.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
So at the very end of last year, the lead special ed class, Miss Ray, she came to talk to me and another one of my fellow students and asked us if we wanted to lead this year's program. So every day during our advisory period, so from about like 11 to noon, her class will come down and some of the kids from other classes, and we'll do different like sports related topics to kind of prepare them for their Special Olympic activities throughout the year.
When you say sports-related topics?
So, like, the last Special Olympics event was basketball. So, mm-hmm. 4 days out of the week, they'd come down. We would do different stations with, like, dribbling and passing and shooting, trying to get them ready for October. And I think they placed third overall out of the county. So
awesome.
Nice. And how many students are you working with?
Typically 11, but since, like, they pull different kids some days out of the different classes, the number varies.
Right. And what led you to want to do this?
Well, last year we had the program, but I wasn't leading it. I was just a partner to one of the kids, and I loved it so much. They're all so, like, kind and positive. Like, they're just infectious to be around. It's incredible. So when Miss Ray came to me and told me, like, you know, I kind of want you to be a part of leading this next year, I almost immediately said yes. Like, it wasn't even a thought.
So you talk about how, you know, the students that you're leading, they're going on to find success in Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. But what about you? What is this doing for you personally?
So much. So with going into high school, like, that was a really big change, and kind of nervous as it is overall. But having to lead the program this year and speaking out in front of this big group of people, a lot of which are upperclassmen, it really boosted my confidence. Like, it made me feel so much more comfortable talking to people in general, but talking to people that were older than me, mm-hmm. especially like in some of my other classes where a lot of the people are older than me. Like, I'm comfortable talking out loud now.
So take us through a typical class, a typical adaptive physical education class. From beginning to end, what does it look like?
So right now we're working on soccer. So mm-hmm. typically they'll come in around 11. We will do like a warm-up game, like four corners or red light, green light, something like that, for about 5 to 10 minutes, give them a break for water. And then when they come back out, we'll split them up into groups. It's typically three stations. So right now we've got a station where, you know, they dribble through cones. We've got a station where they work on passing, and then a station where they work on shooting into a goal. And then we'll rotate them throughout the time. That typically takes like 20-ish minutes, depending. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we'll do a big group dance, like line dances. So cha-cha slide, the wobble, all those to kind of get them ready for prom in April, because they do their own partner's prom too.
Are you going to be part of that?
Yeah.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm really excited. Kind of helping lead it, like making sure everything stays on topic. But I've got my own partner, so I'll be his date.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That is so much fun.
I'm really excited.
And at the end of the class, I'm sure your students are just beaming ear to ear. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I mean, I'm the same. It's hard not to be smiley and in a good mood after spending almost an hour with them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so much fun on mm-hmm. your part. And now, were you hesitant at all to get involved in this? Or was it something your heart immediately said, I'm in?
Part of me was a little bit hesitant just because I knew, like, the speaking out and having to mm-hmm. lead this program. Because when I was in my freshman year, the leaders were two seniors. Like, they were very experienced in the school. They were really comfortable. They knew everybody. And I was going into this as a freshman that didn't really know anybody that was part of it.
Right.
So part of me was like, I don't know how comfortable I'd be in that role.
Sure.
But more of me was like, absolutely. Like, I would love to. So
right.
I'm glad I did.
Yeah. And then what the kind of reaction you get from other students that see you a part of this group and you're working with? And I keep seeing the phrase MOID students. What is that?
Honestly, I wasn't aware of that phrase either. I did some research into it. It's kind of just The MID program is just the special needs program. I think it's just another name for it.
So I'm sure there's an acronym for it, but we're just going to call them the special needs students. So the other students at your school that are not involved, do you find them asking you questions and wanting to get involved?
I actually have had a couple. We do it during the lunch period, so a lot of people aren't around to actually like see the program happening. But if I mention it, because around prom, like we'll do a whole walk around the school and people will see me and they'll ask me some questions.
Right.
It's really just like, what is that? How are you involved? And I'll tell them like, it's, you know, the Partners PE program. We do it during advisory. I've had some people say, like, well, how can I get into that? And I was like, if you really want to, just go talk to Miss Ray. Like, I can't make any decisions on that, but I would love for you to be a part of it. Yeah. So I'll send you to Miss Ray. You can talk to her. So far, nobody else has joined, but I do try to let people know what it is.
Well, the problem is you've set the bar so high that no one think they can reach to where you're at.
Thank you.
How do you maintain your GPA with everything that you're involved in?
Honestly, I can't tell you the amount of times that I've, like, gone without sleep doing schoolwork. It's really just this like drive to stay where I am. I don't want to sound like braggy, but I'm top of my class.
So no, you can brag. This is
I was gonna say this is your moment. This is your day. Brag all you want.
If there's ever a time to say, look at me, now is that moment.
Yeah. Well, I'm really competitive and there's a big group of us that kind of compete for that number one spot and I'm not gonna lose it.
Yeah.
So it's this like personal drive, like I'm going to stay where I am.
That's awesome. And is there any sport you can't play? Because it looks like you're teaching sports in soccer and kickball and basketball and pickleball and volleyball and football. Is there any sport you cannot play?
I'm not going to lie. I may like teach the basics of basketball, but playing it, I'm so bad.
Oh, really?
I can't shoot for anything.
Me too, girl. I'm just going to roll it to you.
Yep. There you go. You can shoot it.
Awesome. And also, how are you encouraging your community to get involved with what you're doing?
Well, like I said, like when people ask about it at school, I really try to get them to like be involved. Like it's not talking it up because it's so great on its own. I don't really feel like I have to like say how great it is. So right. I really try to convince people like this is so much fun and it's so great talking to these people and being around them. Like if you want to be involved, absolutely, I'm for it. And I try to like, I know I talk about them all the time to my friends. Like all of them know all of the kids' names from how much I talk about it. So I really just try to make sure the people at school know, like, this is an option. If you want to do it, just talk to somebody.
And ultimately, what is your goal? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Honestly, I want to be a writer. Like, I want to write books and write poems and that kind of thing. But doing this program, like, I absolutely want to do it for the rest of high school because it is so much fun being around them and really, like, interacting with them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a story from one of your students that you've taught during this adaptive PE class that's really touched your heart?
My partner, Andrew,
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the year, he was very closed off. You know, he was very, like, aware of what was happening and aware of the fact that I was a girl and he was a boy, and I think he felt kind of conflicted on how close we were supposed to be,
sure.
You know? But at this point, like, it's so great. We did slow dancing last week, like, for prom. And I was really worried that he was going to feel uncomfortable with it because I don't want to ever put him in an uncomfortable situation. But he, like, immediately jumped to it, and we were laughing the whole time, and he picked it up, like, super great. And then he gave me a hug before he left, which normally he doesn't do that. So in that moment, I was like, yay. Like, you're getting more comfortable.
Awesome.
I love that.
That has to be rewarding, right?
Yeah.
So is being – because you're a positive athlete. Is being positive a choice?
I think you have to admit that sometimes things aren't positive because you're never going to move past those if you don't admit, like, I'm not really happy right now. This isn't really a positive situation. But I do think it is a choice to move on and not let yourself wallow in it. Like, I think you have to admit, like, all right, this isn't great. What can I do to fix it?
Right.
Before you can, like, be positive again, you know?
Curtis, have you noticed that Ainsley is 10th grade? She's got it. I mean, she's...
Yeah, you got it. She's going after my job.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I mean, I feel like I'm in a motivational TED Talk here.
Right? So back away from the mic.
So if you were to define to someone who were to say, you know, Ainsley, you're a positive athlete, what does that mean to you?
Athlete part is kind of explanatory. For the positive part, I really feel like it's just... I try to make sure I do something that benefits someone else during the day. So,
right.
Like, with Partners PE, like, I've got a group of 11, and I like to think that by the end of the time they leave, they had fun today, and they picked up new skills. Like, I know especially one of the kids, mm-hmm. his name is Joe, after we did basketball, him and his family went, and I think he does, like, basketball outside of school, and his dad was telling Miss Ray, who in turn told me, mm-hmm. but he was telling Miss Ray about how much, like, Joe's improved and how, like, amazed he was and how much work we've been doing. And that, like, really, like, hit me then, how much of an impact we have. So I do think, like, being positive is helping other people, like right. making an impact on other people.
That's great. I want to bring Mom in here for a second. All right, so Nikki, come on up here, and let's talk about Ainsley for a second, like she's not in the room.
Oh, God.
So talk about the bright spirit that your daughter is.
Ainsley is a motivation for everybody. Anybody who's ever around her knows that she gives 110% all the time with everything she does. She excels in everything she tries. I've never known anybody that's just good at everything before, but that is definitely Ainsley.
And so when we call her a positive athlete, what does that mean to you as a mom?
It's somebody for other people to look up to aspire to be like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to be like Ainsley.
Wow, that's awesome.
Do you see her, will she come home? And again, Ainsley, I'm talking like we're not 3 feet apart right now. Do you ever see her coming home exhausted, maybe a little mentally exhausted from mm-hmm. working with these students? And what do you do as a mother to help keep her on the right track?
With Ainsley, you just have to let her talk. She has to get it all out, say things. I can't really talk back half the time because she just says it all and then she feels better and she's okay.
So
she talks herself through it.
Yeah. Ainsley, you're one of those, you work it out.
Yeah.
You got to work it out. And do you think some of the students see you do that as well? And they know that the best way to kind of handle some tough situations is just to verbally express it?
I think so, because I do like make sure it's like if something's bothering you, like just let me know. Mm-hmm. Like my partner Matthew from last year, there were times where he was just having a bad day and he would tell me, I was like, is everything okay? Like, is there something you want to talk about? And we'd kind of walk over to the side and he'd let it all out, like what was bothering him. And then he'd take like a 5-10 minute break and then be ready to jump back in.
Yeah.
I try to make sure everybody knows, like if there's something going on, just say something. We'll get it figured out.
And then talk about what's going to happen moving forward. 11th grade, your senior year.
Right.
How is this going to affect you?
So I honestly think it's going to affect me really how it is now, just boosting the confidence level and making me kind of stop and realize, like, even though somebody doesn't act like me and look like me and talk like me, like, they still can impact me more than I ever would have thought. Mm-hmm. But like I said, like, I co-lead the program with a girl 1 year above me, Riley. So she's graduating after next year. So when it's time for my senior year, I'm going to be leading it all by myself.
Awesome.
So that's kind of daunting right now because it's really good having that partner to kind of bounce ideas off of, like, what can we do today? What should we kind of be aiming towards? But I am really excited about it.
Right.
So far, we've been a really good team, and I think we're still going to be that way.
Are you always kind of keeping your eye out for the next leader, the next adaptive PE? Like, is there a freshman in there? You're like, you know what? That could be a good.
Not yet, but I do think in the next 2 years that will be kind of a focus.
Again, it goes back to the bar is set so high with her. She's like, nobody can do what I do. Come on.
No,
now.
No.
Well, you should be very, very proud of yourself and the fact that you got nominated to be a positive athlete. Mm-hmm. You're doing great things for your school, doing great things for the community. I hope you realize it's not lost on you that how much of an impact you have with these students and with these athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Does it ever hit you?
In moments like with Joe and his dad and then moments like Andrew, like it really does. It's always in the back of my head, like, you know, I'm impacting them just as much as they are me. I know like one moment specifically, Destry, Joe's twin brother in the class actually. When I was leaving school, I would pass by their classroom, like to get to my bus. And there was one day where Destry, they all kind of wait outside. But there was one day Destry was kind of at the door and I saw him kind of looking in the crowd and he saw me. And, like, his entire face lit up, and he started waving at me. And in that moment, like, I almost started crying in the hallway. I was like, that's the best thing ever. I love this so much. And that's real. Like, it's moments like those where I realize it's more than just outside of that 1 hour we have with them, where there is an impact there.
So are moments like that, is that your inspiration? What inspires you to do what you do?
Them.
Them.
Watching them, like, achieve things in PE and watching them master a new skill and then getting so excited about it and seeing me in the hallway and getting excited. Like, it's just, it's fantastic. Moments where it's like, as much as they impact me, I'm impacting them. It's moments like this where it's like a codependent relationship. We're both getting something out of it.
So this is something that's with you for a while. Like once you get out of Locust Grove, you're still going to find ways to be impactful.
Probably. I do a big project on Special Olympics and actually found out there's a whole like Special Olympics for Georgia and you can volunteer. And that's probably something I'm going to look into after high school.
Mom, the way she's going, she'll probably be president of that organization before she's 20. I just hope you're ready for that. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
You don't realize the impact you make on your community, your school, those kids. That's fantastic. And again,
thank you.
16 years old and in 10th grade. Hey, she's got it together. She's the biggest adult in this room right now. Well, I hope everything goes well for you. Please keep us up to date with your journey and everything that goes on. And polite, too. I'm telling you what. Well, Ansley Stanridge, you are definitely a positive athlete, and we thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.